Dobar dan i dobrodošli na današnju preskonferenciju. Zbog nekih tehničkih naših kašnjenja, ja se izvinjam, ja ću govoriti na engleskom. It is now 3 weeks since the High Representative urged members of the BH Parliamentary Assembly to use the time before the October elections and to show voters that they can deliver reforms that will help create jobs and improve living conditions. Parliament has failed to meet since the High Representative had his speech. This failure in a country where essential services are stretched or non-existent, where the conditions on road and houses and schools are appalling, and where whole families have to survive on 300 km a month, is nothing short of a slap in the face to the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The unspeakable conclusion which many voters will draw from Parliament's inaction is that the parliamentarians do not care. Quote, Parliament is the highest decision-making body in the democracy, said the High Representative today. If Parliament stops working, democracy stops functioning. Parliamentarians should never cavalry deprive citizens of their democratic rights. I expect all those responsible for the present state of affairs, party leaders, parliamentary managers and the delegates to take note. And that was the end of the quote that the High Representative said today, even though he's in Berlin and Brussels. The High Representative noted that the hubris of parliamentarians has jeopardized the prospect of enacting the higher education law, which will harmonize standards for courses and exams across all the universities in Bosnia and Herzegovina and give students from this country real possibility of completing part of their studies at universities in other parts of Europe. It has also placed in jeopardy the prospect of enacting a law on obligations, which will modernize the commercial code and thus encourage investment and help create jobs. Pharmaceutical law, which will also create the conditions in which medicines available in BIH can be properly inspected for quality and competitively priced. Also, salary law, which will harmonize the pay of civil servants to keep it within limits that the country can afford. It will also jeopardize amendments to the Criminal Procedure Code, which will strengthen the judiciary and ensure that the successful transfer of cases from ICTY can continue. On another matter, as I mentioned already, High Representative is in Germany meeting with the Minister of Interior, Dr. Wolfgang Schäuble this morning, and he will also during the day meet Christopher Heusken, foreign policy advisor to the Chancellor Angela Merkel. On the second day of his two-day visit to Germany, High Rep will highlight the progress that Bosnia and Herzegovina has made in the reforms aimed at strengthening the rule of law. He will also argue that the European Union needs to relax visa requirements for specific target groups in Bosnia and Herzegovina, including business people, students and scientists. More details from this trip we will have during the day. And just final, very short note, Senior Deputy High Representative Peter Basbacher will attend Third Kids Festival and speak with the kids in what they call Meet the VIP workshop, and will be available for their questions, and also press are invited to attend the event and cover it. It starts in Skenderia at 3 o'clock. Thank you very much.
I've got no statement for you this morning. Thank you.